This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Pat Waddick, the Chief Operating Officer for Cirrus Aircraft, who this week was named the new president. And I'm also talking with Dale Klapmeyer, one of the company founders and the CEO. So to start out, Pat, why don't you just tell us about your new job, what your priorities are, and what you'll be doing right from the start?
You know, this was kind of a natural step for both me and the company. And so it really is an easy, well, I shouldn't say easy, it's an easier transition than I think in probably some other cases, because I was the chief operating officer, and I already was responsible for many of the day-to-day operations in our manufacturing environment, product development, and a number of other areas. This certainly adds a couple of additional facets within the business, but I think with that addition, and these are areas that I'm already very familiar with, sales and marketing and finance, this gives us, I think, a great ability to ensure good alignment throughout the company as we move forward with some of the objectives that are in front of us. We've had a great start to this year with the Generation 5, but we have a lot of other things going on that you're aware of with the jet. And so as we move forward and do some of these larger projects, I think that alignment within the company is really important, having clear goals and objectives and having the teams work well together, which we've always done quite well, are things that really help facilitate success moving forward. So, my primary focus is going to be around supporting the team, aligning the team, focusing on the stability within the manufacturing environment, driving efficiency in areas where, makes us better and yet still building better quality airplanes. And obviously focusing on the jet and taking care of our customers. So we've really boiled down to a few areas to focus on and be successful at.
Okay, great. Well, I'll ask you about the jet in a second, but I'm also wondering about when you mentioned stability going forward, is this kind of how you guys are adapting to the market now? Do you just kind of see as, we figured out how to make this many airplanes per year and we're projecting that forward as opposed to looking for a lot of growth there?
You hit on a great point because, in years past, even in the last 3 or 4 years, we might see a seasonal trend and maybe a bump in the marketplace. And, we might try to chase after that and ramp up production and then all of a sudden get into another season and start figuring out how we're going to ramp down again. One of the changes that we made this year was to really be realistic about where the market is at, which is healthy in some areas, still a little flat in others, and growth is, modest. And we're going to keep our manufacturing very flat and drive stability in that environment, which makes it a much more satisfying place and happier place for our employees, much more predictable. And it makes it more efficient, and start building a little bit of a backlog. And then in the future, when we decide that we're going to build more airplanes in a given year, it's because we've had a longer time to measure the market and understand it and feel confident then that the growth that we're seeing is a sustained growth. And, it is, sounds really simple, but it's something that I think a lot of companies, including us in the past, have overlooked a little bit, and it has huge benefits internally to take a little bit more measured approach.
And where are you now in regard to, the emerging markets? Are you looking at China and Asia and places like that as a market, and is that still way far on the horizon?
I wouldn't categorize it as way far on the horizon anymore. There certainly was a day that I would have. The emerging markets are pretty exciting. China is certainly at the top of the list. And there's some some other, I think, developing opportunities in other parts of the world. But I think, China is a place that has all of the ingredients coming together to have very, very rapid growth. Now, the consistent question still remains, which is, when will that start happening at a faster rate, and how will it proceed? But I think general agreement is that China is very committed to the growth of aviation. It's a integral part of the national planning, and it's going to happen. And we're certainly well positioned to take advantage of that.
Okay, and what is happening with the jet, Dale? Are you going to be focusing more on that now, and what will be the outcome of that?
It's not going to be an increased focus of mine. It certainly has been all along, but no, with this change in role, I'm going to actually, it'll be more time, maybe more strategic, growing the marketplace, being more involved with the customer, more involved actually with our owners in China. That is probably the area of the most exciting growth potential for this industry over the next 3 to 7 years, and being more involved in trying to help open airspace there, getting people to use and understand aviation actually around the world is certainly something that's very exciting to me.
Okay, well, thanks to both of you for talking to us today.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.